You're listening to the Build Assets Online podcast. Learn how you can build a diverse and sustainable income online from two brothers who actually do it. Now, here are your hosts, Mike and Joe.
Hey everyone, Joe here from buildassetsonline.com. And today I want to talk about dropshipping name brands. What does it mean? Is it possible? Many people ask this question, like, can I dropship name brands? And the answer is yes and no. I think when people ask this question, they're mainly referring to, like, kind of dropship things like Apple, Nike, Adidas, other stuff like that. And I have seen other videos talking about this where you'll kind of get into one of these things like these dropshipping like networks like Salehu or whatever and stuff like that. I don't think that's personally a good idea. I don't think you're going to make any money doing that. If you prove me wrong, please leave a comment or leave something in the comment section below saying you've been successful doing that, and I'll investigate and we'll talk more. But when I think about dropshipping name brands, I like to think about it a little bit differently. Now, as you know, me and Mike were focused on high ticket dropshipping. And high ticket dropshipping, you have to kind of think outside the box a little bit. There are plenty of name brands in the high ticket dropshipping, that you can sell with if you're dropshipping high ticket items, but they're not what you would normally think of. So when you think of name brands, you have to think of like specific things, and they're not things that everyone may have heard of. So let me give you an example, and I have a few written down that I think would be interesting to think about. So motorcycles. There are tons of people who are super passionate about motorcycles, and there are lots of high-end items that are associated with these. So for example, helmets, motorcycle helmets. These are pretty expensive. We've never sold them ourselves, but something that we've definitely thought about in the past. These are super expensive, or they can be. They range, you know, they have a price range. And if you're into motorcycles, you're probably definitely familiar with the name brands that are in that industry. Now, they're not Nike, and they're not Adidas, and they're not Apple. But if you're into motorcycles, you know exactly what they are. And if you think about it, if you're doing your research and you found a motorcycle helmet that you want, you're definitely going to go out and search for, I don't know, let's just say, sorry if you guys hear the wind a little bit. I'm working on getting a microphone, but I'm just trying to, I don't know the name brands of any motorcycle stuff, so it's hard for me to come up with it off the top of my head. But let's just say like Rev King is the name of it. So you got a Rev King helmet, and that's the one you decided you wanted. You've done all your research. So you're going to type into Google, like, buy Rev King helmet, item number, blah, blah, blah. So if you have a high ticket dropshipping store that sells those items, that's the time you want to get in front of that customer. So there's an example of how you can dropship a name brand. The other thing I was thinking of is that we kind of brought this up on a few podcasts and stuff is bicycles. If you're into bicycles, and I've been to a few bike shops before. I used to kind of live by a pretty big bike path. So there were a lot of like enthusiasts that would go in there. So if you're into bicycles, then for sure, you know that there are all sorts of brands of bicycles. I mean, you got like Schwinn, which is the stuff that they sell at Walmart. But if you go into a bike shop, then you're going to see all sorts of stuff. And you know, the shop owner is going to be like, yeah, you got to check out this one. This is, we just got these in. And people know like exactly what those are if you're into it. And again, they're going to go Google, buy brand name high-end bike. And these aren't things that you're going to see at Walmart, at Target. So these are the perfect brands for high-end dropshipping. Another example I want to give, which is interesting, that I thought of, and if you've ever watched Breaking Bad, then you'll know what I'm talking about. And I'm not recommending you go dropship these, but this is an example of what I'm talking about when it comes to dropshipping name brands. There's a scene in Breaking Bad where Walt, he goes into like, I don't know if it's a Home Depot, but it's some sort of big hardware store, and he's looking to replace the water heater in his house because the water heater is leaking. And the guy who's helping him asks him, you know, he kind of says, we got these. These are like the budget models. And of course, Walt had already made a bunch of money. So he's like, well, what about, show me what else you got. Like, what about this? And he's like, and then the store attendant's like, oh, we got the brand X water heater. These are the top of the line. And so Walt's like, let me get that one. If you ever watch the show, you'll know what I'm talking about. But the point I'm trying to make is that, you know, you can look at everyday items and think about, is there a high-end version of this? Is there like name brands that people that are really into these types of products are going to be talking about? So that's how I like to think about dropshipping name brands. I think many people associate this with low ticket stuff, but I mean, how many brands are there in the United States, in, you know, pretty much any country? There's brands that people have heard of. There are many international brands. And if you've ever listened to any of our other stuff, or you have our course, like, this is the stuff we do. We love going after name brands. They're not the biggest name brands in the industry, but, or in the world, I should say, but people know them, people like them, and people buy them. And that's all you need for a successful dropshipping store. So I think I've covered it all, guys. Don't forget to check out the free course in the description below, Online Asset Playbook, where we show you how we structure our online portfolio, starting with high-ticket dropshipping. And don't forget to check out the dropshipping playlist to learn more about what we do. And thanks so much. I'll see you in the next one.
Thanks for listening to the Build Assets Online podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, don't forget, subscribe, share, and leave us a rating on whatever platform you might be listening from. And if you're ready to learn how to build your own online business portfolio, start now by visiting buildassetsonline.com/playbook. We'll see you in the next episode.